So, this is week number 18 of 1,560 of our Blame and Punish podcast. It is scheduled to be posted on May 3rd, 2021. I have pretty much been late on every single episode that I have done for us. On this one, though, it is April 28th and I'm going to post it early. The reason being is that I am scheduled to have an operation tomorrow. This is not a personal podcast, and I do not consider Blame and Punish to be personal to me. I don't need to be talking about my vacation or high bowling game or what I did last night. I just don't want to take a chance that I will be late next week posting what I want to talk about today. To get it out of the way, I have an operation to take a couple of body parts out, and that is distressing to me because I have to live to be 100 years old in order to get these 1,560 Blame and Punish episodes of the podcast done. I also believe that it will take 30 years to go through a few generations of people to get all of the laws passed to make sure that we get Blame and Punish set up right. So my getting it out of the way is me telling you what my operation is and then leading into the podcast. I was not expecting to have anyone find anything wrong with my body parts because I virtually never get sick. I have never broken a bone, caught a disease like measles or mumps, I didn't die from COVID-19, and I rarely even catch a cold. But they found a cancerous tumor in my pancreas. It is not the pancreatic cancer that killed people like Steve Jobs or Alex Trebek or Patrick Swayze or Ruth Ginsburg. It is a tumor that is small in size, about 1 inch, that has encapsulated some cancer. But what really sucks is that in order to take it out, they have to chop off part of the pancreas. And since the spleen is right there, they're going to take that out too. Tomorrow does not seem like a fun day. And on top of that, since they know I have gallstones, even though they don't bother me, they're going to take out my gallbladder also to avoid having any problems in the future. Of course, they are not taking it out without my permission. They explained it to me and I said they could. Like I said, tomorrow is not going to be a fun day. What they have assured me, though, although I don't think they get penalized if they are wrong, is that I will still live the 30 more years I was supposed to in order to get Blame and Punish set up right. And what is even more frustrating about this is that they found this tumor by accident, which is how I guess they find things these days, by accident. Well, they were just doing regular checks on other stuff of mine. And I say that this is frustrating because in this particular sense, ignorance is bliss, as far as I'm concerned. If I wouldn't have known about it, then I wouldn't have to be going through this right now. What you're really going to think is cool right now is the segue I'm going to use. That is going to come from the statement I just made about ignorance being bliss. Parents create children. They put them on this earth. They raise them. They let them go. And then, if they've done a bad job, their children kill someone. How do we know if they've done a bad job? Because their children have killed someone. I just said that. Weren't you listening? And I have been saying it all along. That is the basis of Blame and Punish. To those parents, ignorance was bliss. They had sex, made a baby, let the baby grow up, didn't take responsibility for it, and they live happily ever after while their children creates havoc. Blame and Punish is about not letting that happen anymore. Blame and Punish is about making sure that parents are not allowed to go through life singing the happy song of ignorance being bliss. Now, here's my comparison. In my case, if I wouldn't have found out about this tumor, I would have been happy because nothing would have been chopped out of me. However, in a short time, I don't know how short, but shorter than my 30 years undoubtedly, the 30 years that I want to live, still live, I would have died of a cancer that it would have spread throughout my body by not staying in that tumor that they're going to chop out. That would not have been too much fun. Dying of cancer that spread throughout my body. So for the Blame and Punish parents that we are going to teach over these next years about raising their children right or being punished along with the child who does something wrong, they are not allowed to be ignorant anymore. And therefore, their bliss won't be lived happily ever after as they thought it was going to be. So, what I'm saying is that you had better make sure, if you are going to have a child, that you raise it right, or we are going to put you in hell on earth. The reason I felt the subject this week was so important was because one of my daughters was tutoring a child, and everyone in our family has heard the story of this child. This little second grader hardly ever went to school. Her mother didn't appear to care about her education. The little girl didn't seem to have nice clothes. She was often unkempt, and she was not doing well in society. Besides that, she had a constant aura of sadness. My daughter was sad about this. Her sadness became sadness for all of us who heard the story. And we heard it week after week. Well, that sadness is now hopefully over. The father has taken the child to live with him and his female partner. I don't know the living or legal case of this arrangement between him and her, the partner. But it doesn't matter, because on camera over the last couple of weeks, my daughter has seen this little girl become happy. She's happy because she was given her own little desk and lamp at home. We're not talking about a Barbie house or an electric car. This girl was happy because she was given a desk to be able to do her schoolwork. Of course, this is all through COVID times, so the time they don't go to school means that they have to have a little classroom at home. They learn from home, and now she has a real laptop, and she can share her work and touch the screen, and things will happen. And then, in another one of the Zoom calls, the little girl was bursting with joy because she told my daughter that she was getting her own bed. Her own bed. Second grade. I guess she's never had one. What the F is wrong with you parents that have children without any control of your own life or controlling your future life so that your children are raised right? I can't teach you this. I can't say this enough times so that you will learn from it. What the F is wrong with you? Why do you feel that you have a right to bring a human being onto this planet, not raise it perfectly? Why do you feel that you can just bring a person onto this earth and then let it go out there about its life in its own way, and then because they have to continue to live, they have to steal because they weren't taught how to live right in order to feed themselves? Why the F do you think that you get to walk away from this in bliss? I am hoping to change that so those people don't get to anymore. We are ending people's ability to bring children into this world that they will not be responsible for. Listen, you bad parents. By making a child bad, you are basically murdering them before they are even born. How dare you? And I'm going to finish this podcast episode right before I go into the hospital by saying something that I wouldn't normally say on one of these, because I try to a degree to watch my language. I'm deviating for a second. I just read a story that the Catholic Church is going to ask our President of the United States, Mr. Joe Biden, to stop receiving communion, possibly because he is a Roman Catholic, and because he has not condemned abortion as strongly as the church felt that he should have. It was written in our Blame and Punish book, and it possibly was talked about in one of the episodes of our podcast, that when I was growing up in the 50s, I was made well aware of the fact that the only reason that you were supposed to have sex was to have a child. That's from the Catholic Church, and I was brought up a Catholic. Technically, I'm still a Catholic. I haven't taken on joining a new religion. I'm not a religious person, but neither here nor there. I've never killed anyone. The Catholics said that you could not have sex to enjoy yourself or love your partner. You were supposed to have sex only, and I don't know how to say only in capital letters through audio, but only to have sex to have a child. Fuck you, Catholic Church. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that the day before I go in for an operation and I'm put under, because maybe whoever is controlling the Catholic Church, God, is going to be angry at me and make sure that I don't come back to do the rest of the podcast that I'm supposed to help our earth grow better. But we need to stop having children. And I'm not saying to stop having them through abortions, but I am saying that we have the medical and technological skills to be able to have sex and share love with each other without having children. So for God's sake, for your sake, for your children's sake, for the world's sake, stop having children if you are not going to raise them right. Do not listen to the Catholic Church and stop having sex, because they said, possibly still do, I don't pay attention anymore, that you were only supposed to have sex to have children. Not only that, they used to say you couldn't use the pill. I'm not even sure that you could use a condom. I can't remember, but that's not the point. The point is that we can't have children and raise them wrong. It brings me no joy. That was not a chuckle. It's a gasp for breath. It brings me no joy to say that the title of our new life should be Blame and Punish. I wish I wouldn't have had to do all of this, but it's the only way I know how to try and make a mark to do something good after all the bad I've done in my life, and I'm sorry for all that. You've got to listen to someone who knows what bad is. If you're going to have a child, raise it right, or be blamed and punished with your child. I'm sure you don't want that, and everyone else in the world would rather that you just raise a good child. All right. If you hear my voice in episode 19 of the Blame and Punish podcasts, then you know that I haven't died in tomorrow's operation. Here's looking at me, kid. Thank you for your time. Bye.